This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Doc Rams with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, DocRam.com, or RichardAllenMiller.com. Richard A-L-A-N Miller.com. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Rick, I was thinking about some of the dumb things that we do.
And, we can't talk about some of those.
Let me give you an example that we can talk about. So, I was in the kitchen, and I was thinking about refrigeration. And so, what we did was, since we built our house ourselves, we decided that, you know, most people put the freezers in the garage. And that's because they didn't build the house thinking that they should have a freezer in the kitchen. So we bought an all refrigerator. It's 17 or so cubic feet. It's all refrigerator. And then right next to that is a matching all freezer. So we have a freezer and a refrigerator. It looks like it's, you know, a side-by-side, but it's not. It's a full refrigerator and a full freezer. And it's in cabinets that we designed to accommodate this particular size of refrigerator and freezer. But I want to talk about something dumb. Now, what we've done that's dumb, and we're not the only ones. It's like everybody does this. We put the refrigerator in the kitchen, and it dumps heat into the kitchen. Okay? And then we have air conditioning to take the heat out of the kitchen and dump it outside. Why don't we just dump the heat from the refrigerator and the heat from the freezer outside? Why don't we do that? I guess it's too complicated. I guess it's too hard. And I'm thinking, this is absolutely nuts. So I'm going to modify our kitchen, and I'm going to build a venting system that when the refrigerator or the freezer kicks on, and it's the summertime, we are not going to put the heat from the refrigerator or the freezer in the kitchen. We're going to dump it outside. I'm going to pipe it outside. And why don't the refrigerator and freezer manufacturers do that? They don't do it in restaurants. They don't do it anywhere except commercial installations like companies that sell food. And they put the refrigeration heat exchanger, if you will, outside. They take the heat from the freezers and they put it outside. But we don't do that in most of the buildings that we have. It's idiotic, Richard.
I would have put a swamp cooler rather than air conditioning. All you have to do is change the vapor pressure by taking that hot air and blowing it across water standing in a plate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how you cool it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a really good choice, because going forward, I can see that we're going to have a lot of problems with electricity. I can see it. People are using more and more electricity.
Without
one of the things I'm not seeing,
to where it comes from and how fragile it is, should we have anything happen, even a weapon like North Korea doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, time to rethink how you live and why.
Well,
it's important.
You know, we have substantially gone off-grid here at the farm. And we've been experimenting with being off-grid. We broadcasted a couple of years ago off-grid, you know, putting more and more of our electric consumption off the grid. We've been doing that. Well, now we're getting close to being completely off the grid, if we want to be. But when you do this, you realize that you just don't leave lights on. You think, well, you know, I'm going to be back in 5 minutes, so I'll leave the lights on. No, you don't do that anymore. You're very judicious with your use of electricity because you realize that you have a finite supply until tomorrow, until the sun comes out again tomorrow, to charge your batteries. So you can use it while you have it, but you don't want to waste it. And if everybody thought like that, I think it would be wonderful. However, the boards of directors of these electric cooperatives and utility companies are not in the business of teaching people how to save electricity. They're not.
Their job is to have you use more.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
That is their job description.
It is. They have a financial responsibility to drive more profit. That's their job.
And have it be with each person using more than last year.
Right. Right. And overall, that individual greed of each one of these companies, whether it be a company manufacturing products or a company distributing electricity, regardless what it is, it's we got to get our customers to buy more, use more, sell more. That's what we have to do, more, more, more. But there comes a point in time when there's not going to be a place to put all the trash. As a matter of fact, I was reading an article about the amount of plastic that we're using. Is just unbelievable. And it has grown since the 1950s to a level that we're building mountains of trash. Let me go into that post right now. Just the quantity of plastic. Humans have produced 9.1 billion, that's with a B, tons of plastic since 19.
I got a warning letter yesterday from my Southern Oregon Sanitation. They're the people that haul the garbage. They warned me that the next time there will be no courtesy if I overstuff my garbage bin for pickup. And that means I have an extra bag on the top, not inside the thing, but the lid is still, you know, propped up a little bit rather than flush even. And that happened to me yesterday.
So your trash company is saying they're running out of places to put this. It won't fit in the truck.
Now they're going to charge me more money rather than a courtesy because my bin was overfilled.
Well, Rick, that is probably the case with maybe half of the bins that I see as I travel.
Yeah, they're overfilled, but where the lid doesn't fit flush, it's slightly propped up. And now those companies are complaining about that and are going to charge you more because of it.
So here's what that means. That means that when you go and get Chinese takeout food and you have this plastic tray, you're going to have to, instead of just putting the tray, rinsing it out in the sink and then putting it in the trash with a plastic trash bag in your kitchen trash container, you're going to tear it up into little tiny pieces so that it takes up less volume so that you don't get charged more. So what we're doing is we're finding that we're having over packaging with everything
involved. That is page 2 of 17 pages I can run down on that whole thing. And worse, you can take that plastic and turn it into petroleum right there in your kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We did a little broadcast about turning plastic bags into diesel fuel, you know, if you want. But
practice was that you had your own dump out in the backyard where you put everything for another generation's petroleum in the ground.
What we saw in farming was that the farmers would have a rock pile or two or three rock piles where they found rocks and just they're in the way, so they put them all in one pile. And then they had other kinds of piles. For example, glass. When they had glass jars, they would just put them in a pile. And you're right. And cans. They used to call them tin cans. They would burn them, and they'd burn off the plating, and then they would rust very quickly, and they could put them in the ground, and they would rust and disappear. But now that we have plastic that does not want to disappear, it's a huge problem. And here's what happened.
And some of it isn't plastic. It's rice hulls. And most of your plastic bags from shopping carts now are made not from plastic, but rice hulls. They're supposed to deteriorate and decay at some point. I have never seen rice hull break down in my yard, ever.
Mm-hmm.
20 years, well, it's still plastic.
Okay.
Or plastic rice.
There's a post in dailymail.co.uk. It says humans have produced 9.1 billion tons of plastic since 1950, enough to cover Manhattan in 2 miles of waste. Since the scale of plastic humans have created is now being revealed, 9.1 billion tons since 1950. It's the weight of 1.2 billion African elephants. And about 9% has been recycled. 9% of the plastic that we have created has been recycled, and 12% has been incinerated. The rest, where does it go? We bury it. It goes into the landfills. And I got to tell you, if you look at plastic after you bury it and you dig it up, it looks the same after you dig it up as when you buried it. That's a problem. It's in the oceans. It's formed islands in the oceans. Animals are getting stuck in it. You know those rings, if you buy a six-pack of soda in cans or a six-pack of beer, those rings that hold the six cans together, they end up in the ocean, some of them. And then animals swim in them, and then animals get caught in them. And animals get trapped in them. And they don't disintegrate. They're there almost forever. And that's what we're doing. Now, some people who are environmentally friendly will cut them so that they cut each one of those rings so that animals won't get trapped in them. And that's a kind thing to do. And I recommend doing that. But what I really recommend we do is we fight with these companies that are overpackaging so that we don't have the waste in the first place. As a matter of fact, you know what would be really cool? If we buy something at Walmart that's overpackaged, if we all do this, it would stop. If we go buy something at Walmart and it's overpackaged, and we just say, I'll tell you what, I got my knife with me. I'm just going to open it right here. I'm going to leave this packaging with you. I'm just going to take out the small contents. And then just hand, call over the manager, ask the clerk to bring the manager over, and say, listen, I know you want this, and I know you've got a way of disposing of this. I can't use it. So why don't you take it? Thanks so much. Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433. For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So yesterday, Mrs. Finelli and our son went to the big city, and they came back with a roast so I could make some Italian beef in the crock pot. And when I was all done, I had this plastic tray that this 4 or 5 pounds of roast came in after I trimmed it, you know. And so I rinsed it out and put it in the trash. Now, why am I telling you this? Let me give you the five or so most, the worst offenders in recycling of packaging. So, number one, Pringles. The Pringles container, it's one of the worst offenders because it's got a cardboard outer tube with a metal lining, a metal base. It's got some foil in it, and it's got some paper in it, and it's got a plastic lid. That makes it difficult to recycle. Then there's Lusicade Sport. This is a sport bottle that's covered with a polymer shrink wrap that's overpackaged. So not only is it a bottle, but it's plastic shrink wrapped, and that's difficult to recycle. Then what I mentioned, the black plastic food trays for meat. They can't be picked up by infrared technology at the material recycling facility because of the pigment in them. Why do they have to be black? I don't know. I remember seeing them in yellow. I remember seeing them in white. Why do they have to be black? Maybe because they don't want us to see the blood and what it looks like on white or yellow plastic trays. Then what about the cleaning spray bottles. Those are the ones that have these springs and ball bearings in them. They're difficult to recycle. And then the next one is the whiskey bottle packaging, because they have a metal top, metal bottom on the glass, and that makes it difficult to recycle because of the combination of materials. So when we used to have Coke bottles, and you used to buy a Coke out of a machine for 5 or 10 cents, depending on what year you bought it, you could drink that. And right next to the Coke machine was the crate. And that's where you put your empty Coke bottle after you had after you drunk the contents. But we don't do that anymore. We just throw them in the trash, and they end up in the landfill with these plastic bottles or the ocean. It's a big problem, Rick. It's wrong. And we've gotten away from recycling glass and washing those bottles and reusing them many, many, many times, to the point where it's too difficult. We'll just throw them away.
I don't have any comment. I mean, you know, this, you're preaching to the choir here.
Okay, let's go to Mars. So Elon Musk wants to go to Mars, and he says this is going to require some courage. It's going to require some courage. Why do you think he says that?
Well, this is a difficult situation question, because man, as he is, cannot travel in space with our current technology that the public is aware of. That means that going to the moon is hazardous from radiation, and that there's no way to make it to Mars that distance in cold space without some kind of protection from gamma rays. The studies that were done, they were just done recently, nothing would survive a trip to Mars using a conventional spaceship. Won't work. And we don't have the technology to line that kind of a transportation system. So what we need now is rapid transit. And that's what, you know, CERN and Fermilab is about, creating a rapid transit system going from Switzerland to Chicago. And I'm going to say that imagination is reality, and our planet, that's why Stephen Hawking is saying we have to now leave orbit and colonize other planets, because we are essentially leaving a hulk of debris behind us. If you were to take a look in space of the debris around our planet from previous satellite and other shots into space, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's
we're
assessable.
Littering everything.
Yeah, and who did that, Rick? Do you think we did that, or do you think mostly governments are responsible for
that? Well, you mean NASA and Russia and North Korea and all the rest of them that are throwing things up into the atmosphere. You know, some of it didn't come down. It just clung around like debris.
Yeah,
and
now
you see that on our oceans now. And the plastic has gotten so bad that now it's getting into the food chain. And that is affecting the food chain and making it toxic. And all of that was for profit in over-packaging things.
Google search results lately. Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Doc Grams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. I'd like to go to the website. RichardAllenMiller.com, RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, do you have any specials we need to know about?
Well, I'm about to come up with my metaphysics books. Look for them shortly and specials around them.
Okay, and that's RichardAllenMiller.com, RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, did we go to the moon And here's the question. Did we put a couple guys on top of a rocket, blast off from Earth, circle the moon, get off our capsule, get out, walk around, get back in a capsule, blast off, come home, splash down in the ocean?
I don't know. Yes, I think we did. No, I don't think we did it when we said we did it. And no, I don't think it went the way it was told to the public, because of the severity of exposure to radiations. That just the Van Allen belt is a hazard trying to go through it, and even for a brief moment. So, yes, at Mission Control, I did ESP studies with Edgar Mitchell, and that led me to the research. That was in 71. So, you know, I think he was in space. I think he went around the moon. I think he saw things on the moon. And all your different astronauts have something to say about artifacts and other things that are out there, and yet that part isn't published, and the pictures that are shown have absolutely been shown to be fake. So who really knows? I know that recent studies trying to send rats to Mars isn't going to work. That they did those experiments, and every single rat never made it even halfway to Mars before it was dead.
Rick,
you know, that's what Avatars and the transhumanism program is about. There's no way that man is designed well enough to be able to leave orbit. That has always been life extension, longevity, you know, life extension, intelligence increase, those things that do. But, you know, leaving orbit, space migration, that has not yet been shown to me to be possible with current technologies that I'm familiar with.
So, Rick, I was scheduled to speak at an event in Alabama, Huntsville, Alabama. And before the event, several days before the event, the phone rang. I answered the phone here at the farm, and the gentleman on had called me, and I said, "Hey, how can I help you?" And he said, "Well, it's actually how I can help you." I said, "Okay." He said, "So you're going to be speaking about the moon landing, and you think it was a hoax, and you're going to be talking about huge lies that the government's been telling, and if they can tell these huge lies, what about the little lies too, and all the nonstop lying and deception of the government? So I can help you." I said, "Okay, tell me about it." He said, "Well, you know, Huntsville has a huge NASA presence, and so you may want to talk about something else." So I decided that I would talk about something else, and I did. But prior to that, I had given several presentations about what I believe is the moon landing hoax. And I'll tell you why I believe it was a hoax. I know that in 1993, when I was at the state fair in the Commonwealth of Virginia for 11 days, I brought my class there. And down at the end of the hall that we were exhibiting in at the state fair was NASA. And I'd wander off, and my plan was to let my students be responsible for their own actions and teach them how to make decisions, you know, when their instructor was not there. Leave them on their own so that they'd have to fend for themselves and grow. And so I'd wander off every once in a while, and I wandered off to the state police exhibit, and I watched their enhancing software where they could age a person. They could say, "Well, here's what he looks like today. Let's see what he's going to look like in 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years." And I saw that, and then I saw the screens that they had for information. So when the cops pull you over, they know whether you have a concealed carry permit. They know a lot about you already. They had 3 screens worth of data and information about you, you know, in their patrol vehicles when they pulled you over. And so I learned that, and I saw it firsthand. And I also saw the NASA exhibit. And I was looking at these photographs, and they were large photographs, poster-sized photographs. and staring at them and staring at them and staring at them. And after several visits to this particular exhibit, a woman in uniform came up to me, and she said, they're really something, aren't they? And I said, they are, but they're fake. And she looked at me, and she kind of turned slightly redder, I guess, and she asked me why I said that. And I pointed out some errors in these photographs. And one of them I said, well, okay, here's a photograph of the lunar lander, and here's the pad that rests against the moon's surface. And if you look down, there's no dust on the pad. So obviously someone dusted off the pads for these photographs, or it's not on the moon, because the jet thruster to slow the descent of the lander would kick up a lot of dust, and it would be suspended for a long time, months, because the moon's gravitational force is 1/6 of that of Earth, and there's no atmosphere there. And I said, if you were to take, you know, like a handful of this moon dust and try to make a snowball out of it, you couldn't, because there's not enough moisture to hold the snowball equivalent of this moon dust together. It would just, if you let it go, it would drift. Okay. So I explained that to her, and she said, I said, well, let's go look at the next one. And I said, here's an interesting one, and here's a picture of an astronaut on the moon's surface. And if you look right here in the gold foil of his helmet, you can see the photographer. And the photographer's not wearing a spacesuit. And if you look at this one over here, you can see the space capsule orbiting the moon. And an astronaut is on a tether, drifting out in space, but attached to this tether. And so the closest to the camera is the astronaut. Behind the astronaut is the capsule. Who took the picture? So, you know, I explained this, and she looked at me, and she said, you're right. You're right. They were staged. They were staged. And years later, I was at Baker Creek Seed in Missouri, about 20 miles from our farm. And I was chatting with this guy, and it was getting near closing time. There were only four of us in the room at the time at this kind of like a barn where they sell their seeds to the public. And there was this guy, maybe 10 years younger than I, and his wife. I was there, and Mrs. Finelli was there. And somehow I struck up this conversation with this guy. And somehow this discussion of the moon landing came up. I don't know why, but it did. And this guy asked me, you really believe that it was staged? I said, absolutely. Absolutely. He said, I was the photographer. Yes, it was staged. And we did it in Houston, Texas. So that's what I've experienced so far. I believe the moon landing, as it was described in pictures and in words and in print to the entire world, was faked. I believe it was faked.
Where do we go with this? Well, I just received from NASA absolute confirmation that it was not faked. Who knows who's lying? I just sent you the link on that. And they just sent to me, because of our radio, this thing, and I just sent you a link to see what you think about what they're trying to say, and let's see if we can't figure this out. I haven't had time to look at it for myself, but I have to tell you, they're going to do it to their grave, cradle to the grave.
Well, you know, you hear things like, it would be impossible to cover this up. It would be impossible to cover up, you know, a conspiracy this large. Really? I don't know. The Clintons are still free. They're not in jail. If you go to Arkanside, just go to a search engine, type in Arkanside, you'll find out there are so many deaths surrounding the Clintons. If you, there are so, what about the JFK assassination?
Yeah.
Why is it?
Who shot him?
Yeah. Why is it that when he was shot, we were told that in 75 years, when most of us are all dead and buried, then we will learn the truth about what happened to John Fitzgerald Kennedy, the truth. That's what they're saying. Why can't they tell us 2 days after it happened? They knew what happened. There was all kinds of evidence. There were witnesses. The witnesses have died or been executed. I think that in order to keep the truth from coming out, people get killed. I believe that. And I believe that this is...
Well, the Clintons have already got a ring around them of people with mysterious deaths, including Supreme Court justices. There's something else going on here. We've been hijacked. And I have to tell you that even someone like me, I can't figure it all out. I just simply can't. It's scary.
I got to tell you, I had a meeting with Larry Nichols. And he was a Clinton insider. He was part of the Clinton kitchen cabinet. I met with him, and we did a video. And it's called a documentary, Revolution 2.0. And I pulled myself off the video, but I was part of this. I was the introduction to the video and the close of the video. And I removed myself from it. But when I met with him, and we were standing outside the hotel, I was concerned about being shot right then and there. I really was.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tyler, time to go for our family. family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rick, Senator John McCain has been diagnosed with a brain tumor that will be terminal. And I just wanted to mention that Johnny Cochran, defense attorney, died of a brain tumor. And you look at people, Ted Kennedy, brain tumor. These people are on their cell phones a lot. And I know three other family friends who have had tumors either in their neck or their brain and are in serious trouble. One of them just died. Rick, are you concerned about
brain tumors? I'm concerned about the 5 gigahertz towers that they're now talking about putting up so that you can recharge your phones through the airwaves. All of this technology is going to be gone and not meaning anything in less than 20 years. Why invest in it when it's not functional? Like going from Betamax to cassettes, and now CDs, and then DVDs, and then chips, and then thumbs, and it goes down and down, and it's all about consumerism.
Okay, so let's just talk about that. 5 1/4 floppy disks. If you have your data on them, how would you get that off today? You can't. Okay? If you have a 3 1/2 inch floppy disk and you've got data on it, just try to read it. Just try to see if that diskette drive that you've got in your PC, if you've got an antique PC from the 90s, just try seeing if you can read that floppy disk.
Or a magnetic tape. You remember when you had tape drives?
Yes. What I'm saying is those floppy diskettes are not readable anymore. They've lost either the drive is not working, or the magnetism on the disk
gone,
material,
you know, south,
is gone.
Yeah.
Right. So we have, and we think that that's okay. We've got DVDs and CDs that last forever. No. There's a finite life expectancy for them, and they degrade over time as well. So we may think that we've got our pictures stored. I'll tell you what. I would take a black and white photograph that is not in the sunlight any day and run a race against any of these electronic media, and I'll bet you the picture wins the race versus an image stored electronically.
Yeah, and then there's the selfies concept and the relationship of narcissism with the technology.
I have never...
The whole thing is mind control.
I've never taken a selfie. It's like ridiculous. Look at me, look at me, look at me. What a bunch of egocentric people we have become. Let's talk about Frank Zappa. He was one of my instructors at
Vinny. Vinny, you're so cool.
Frank Zappa was one of my instructors at the university, and he was absolutely brilliant. And, you know, you look at him, and if you judge a book by its cover, you probably would think differently of Frank Zappa than the way he really was.
He was an intellectual. He was actually one of the smartest musicians in history in terms of being outspoken about what's wrong in America. And guess what? They put that composite of him just on mind control that I posted yesterday. And do you know how many views? Oh, man, it's a truth of them. People don't realize that some of these musicians have more going on besides their music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was an avid anti-smoker. He did not like the idea of smoking tobacco. He thought it was pretty evil. And I'll tell you what, I was riveted in his classes. Just a brilliant, brilliant guy. It was great.
He's like a David Bowie. Yeah, he was one of my heroes. Someone I've tried to model my life after, like his, as a walking the talk.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, so we've talked about the moon landing. I believe it's a hoax. And you're saying that NASA's saying, no, absolutely, it was real.
Absolutely not. There you go. That's the way.
Well, here's a simple question that everybody asks. You know, if we go on vacation and we like a place, we go, well, let's go there next year. How come we never went next year or the year after or the year after or the year after or ever? Why? I believe because we never went there in the first place. Well, there goes another 2 hours. Thanks so much for being with us, class. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.